Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
All righty. Got to talk about the governor's recall out there in California. The current poll numbers suggest that California's angry and arrogant Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom is probably going to remain in office come Wednesday morning because the numbers inverted themselves over the weekend. The 60-40 split that Larry Elder had went back to 40-60 for Gavin Newsom. But I think there's a little psyops going on here.
Well, it's very hard to tell because there are so many people running against Newsom. So some of that vote, you know, when it looks like it was just Larry Elder, some of that is actually split. But that really kind of doesn't matter because Larry Elder still leads the pack of those that are running against Newsom. Now, a little more than just right at 8 million have already voted in what is known as early voting.
Mm-hmm.
But there are allegedly 22 million qualified voters in the state. So it's a very weird kind of thing. When you vote, you're just supposed to vote yes to remove him, and then vote for your selection on who to take his place.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to do that. You can just vote to remove him. Now, we won't know today, because they take 30 days to canvass all the votes. And then I think on the 38th day, that result is officially certified. So we won't necessarily know today at all.
Will we know late tonight when we come back on the air? Or have any idea?
I don't think so. There's a possibility, I guess. I don't know how, you know, if the canvassing is going to show that or not, but That's where we are.
Maybe it'll be an exit poll thing. That might be how they
could
do it.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. I'm not I wouldn't begin to say because of how this thing has been handled out there in the state to begin with.
Okay.
I was reading several websites last night about it, and I still was kind of cocking my head going, I'm not sure I like
it. The problem with the system out there is that it just is absolutely screwy. Millions of illegal aliens are going to be voting out there in California. And by the way, no one is allowed to ask them whether or not they're a citizen. No one can ask for valid ID. Millions of illegal alien voters will obviously vote for the Democrat because they figure that that's the way their bread is buttered, so to speak. By the way, all those mail-in ballots that went out there, again, no voter ID, nobody knows who's who, no chain of custody, no signature verification. Unbelievable. Talk about fake ballots.
No argument for me.
And here's the one that really is just mind-boggling. California allows anyone to print out ballots on their home computer. That's just insane.
Well, I mean, we've got two voting pieces of legislation that are sitting in Congress. You know, that includes that very thing. So California's been an incubation center for all of that.
Yep, of course, they got their ballot harvesting, and then the actual ballots were designed with a flaw, and that is when you fold the ballot over, it's going to show Larry Elder's name, and that is usually the one that when the votes are scanned, they often auto-cancel the name, checked on the fold, and guess whose name's on that fold? Well, Larry Elder.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. But hopefully, you know, maybe a miracle can be pulled off. Newsom is not good for California. He just is not good for California.
Well, no. He's clearly not. And, other Democrats and Republicans alike will tell you all the things that he has badly managed, if managed at all, in the state.
Mm-hmm.
You can go from, education to homelessness to the fraudulent unemployment that was paid out to water, to the abuse of farmers, to prisoners, to, it's the forest fires, and it's ridiculous.
And what'd you think, real quick, because I think here comes the music. Never mind, I'll have to ask. I'll ask you the question, and you can answer on the other side. What'd you think that we heard that the United States is going to give $64 billion in humanitarian aid to Afghanistan? You can give me the answer on the other side of the break. Okay, my money on that one, folks, is the Taliban will see every penny of it. You won't see humanitarian going anywhere for anybody. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might. Thank you, Kyle. And by the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends over at Tuggy, thepatriotpup.com. And don't forget, education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values, but sadly, that just is no longer the truth. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. So we welcome to the program Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Now all you have to do is go over to TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. Take a look at the book that's over there. They have three different books. You can buy one, you can buy two, you can buy three, whatever. But I'm telling you, your kids will love you for it because they love these books. Now, for your children, your grandchildren, that's an absolute must for homeschoolers, too. Oh, by the way, the books also come in Spanish, English, or Spanish. So go to the website, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And the author, Lauren Kelly, will be here in Tampa on the 23rd at our event over there at the Grand Hyatt. So you'll be able to meet her. She'll have a table up front. You'll be able to meet her and buy some of her books if you'd like. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again to you.
Good morning.
You know, it's hard to put a wrap on all of this stuff that's going on here, but on top of everything that's going on with the Afghanistan situation, which people are trying to steer away from. I noticed the media is trying to get that out of the news. Did you notice that?
Yeah, for the last 3 or 4 days,
yeah.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah, because here's the headline today. Pulling the plug. The White House abruptly cuts the feed when Biden once again appears to go off script, and it's not the first time it's happened.
Well, yeah, he was mostly talking about climate change and,
yeah,
you know, and then he goes off script because he was talking about the fact that, you know, some lumber company had offered him a job, and, you know, when, I don't know, but something out of Idaho, and everybody's kind of like, nobody offered you a job. This is back in his youthful days, I suppose. But that's when they said, you know, this guy's just dreaming on something, so they had to.
Maybe he was going to be a lumberjack.
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, we had Blinken getting drilled yesterday, which is fair game, and I got a chance to see Brian Mast hold up the pictures of the dead Marines and put them in front of Blinken so he could see the people we lost, and he pretty much drilled him. But you said there was another person, I guess it was a Republican, that went after him too and did a very good job. Who was it?
Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. He was outstanding. I think he drew quarts and quarts of blood, Blinken blood, yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it came around to, have you been, interviewed by the FBI? He went down that path about, Hunter, Biden. Because let's not forget the relationship that Tony Blinken had with Hunter Biden and the Biden family before he was Secretary of State.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, there was such silence. Blinken didn't know what to do. And then he goes, I don't know what you're referring to. And so Perry tried to, or he reframed the question, and Blinken still didn't know how to answer it. So he just said, finally, if there was some kind of an active investigation, we are not in a position to talk about it. So, yeah, it was pretty ugly, but he absolutely drew blood.
There were several Republicans that called on Blinken to resign.
First one was Lee Zeldin of New York, who's running for governor of New York.
Right.
So he was the first one that asked for it. Two or three others did, too, but Lee Zeldin was first.
Now, we talked about this during the break, so we'll mention it right now, but the FDA leaders and other scientists, about 100 of them, say that most people do not need a vaccine booster.
Well, yeah, that's correct, but the Biden administration has already bought a sizable inventory of the booster, so now they're out there trying to sell it.
Right. So you buy it, and then you try to sell it. Okay, that doesn't make any sense, but then what do I know? Oh, gosh. By the way, there was this off-the-wall story that popped up yesterday. It was actually a story from over the weekend from Lee County, Florida, where sheriff's deputies arrested two teenage boys, one 13, one 14, after they were accused of plotting a Columbine-style school mass killing.
One of the other students had actually gone to school officials and said that, because I think one of the boys was bragging about it, that had a gun in his backpack. Turns out he did not have a gun in his backpack, but they did some deeper investigation and found out that they had apparently amassed some small but alarming cache of some pretty nefarious weapons. So this was actually a peer, a student that had gone to, I think, one of the teachers, and the teachers went to the principal and you know, they have what school resource officers, so it escalates from there.
Well, and double well on that one. By the way, I think Joe Biden is probably going to rethink his Iraq withdrawal after the Afghanistan debacle, you think?
Well, we have a formal agreement still with the Iraqi government. So, you know, they want us to go, but we have a formal agreement, at least with a government that's not like the Taliban. I mean, they're certainly influenced by Iran, but we're not leaving yet, especially after we just had these two funky drone strikes that hit Iraq.
Yeah, and we talked about that, too, because we apparently Israel found the drone base where they were training them. And I said that to me, that sounds like as if we're going to hear about Israel taking the drone base out pretty quick.
Well, I mean, they would necessarily. I mean, I don't think that the Biden administration wants to, again, be in any kind of military conflict anywhere except Somalia. That's the only place that they seem to be concentrating on. So they don't want to get involved in Iraq at all. And we're just going to leave. We've got 2,500 troops in Iraq. So we're just going to leave it there for a while until they wean out of there, I suppose.
Now, have you noticed how the media is just playing right along again with the Biden administration after they kind of went after him a little bit and then they backed off again? You notice how
they were told to.
They were told to. Okay. Explain that one.
Well, I mean, the White House press office, you know, sends out essentially a cheat sheet, like a tip sheet, every single day to all of their friends in the top media, Washington Post, New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, CBS. And if you listen to the TV, the cable news, I mean, they all virtually use the same words. So, you know, it goes to the leadership of the media, and then they, you know, have these daily meetings, and this is what we're going to say. And this is what we're not going to say. So, I mean, this one going all the way back to the Obama administration.
Well, I don't see that with Newsmax. I don't see it with One American News. And I don't see it that much with Fox, although I do see it at Fox once in a while. But anyway, we've run out of time. We'll talk about that and a lot more tonight. And we'll see what we can find out about the election there in California, the recall. So you have yourself a great day.
Yep, thank you. You too.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she writes about.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Nicholas has become a Category 1 hurricane with sustained maximum winds of 75 miles an hour as it approaches the Texas coast. A hurricane warning is now in effect from Port O'Connor to Freeport, Texas, with storm surge warnings stretching from Port Aransas, Texas to Sabine Pass. including Galveston, Aransas, San Antonio, and Matagorda Bays. The storm is already bringing heavy rains, strong winds, and storm surges to portions of the central and upper Texas coasts. Nicholas is expected to make landfall, then move over extreme southeastern Texas on Tuesday and early Wednesday, and over southwestern Louisiana later on Wednesday. Forecasters say rainfall totals in some areas could reach up to 20 inches. And Florida cities that issue vaccine mandates could face fines, according to Governor Ron DeSantis. The governor announced Monday that his administration could sue municipalities that issue mandates, saying that he did not want the orders to threaten Floridians' jobs. The cities could be facing fines of up to $5,000 for infraction. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, to train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. I'll tell you where they're at after they tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations where they can train you to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. The first one is down here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa, and they're over across the bay in Clearwater. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. So up there in New England and New York and the Middle Atlantic states, that would be the closest one for you. But I strongly, strongly suggest that you take the tour of one of their facilities, whichever one you're closest to see what it is they do, because you'll get a chance to talk to some students, you'll get a chance to talk to some instructors,
and you'll get a chance to talk to the money people and find out what's involved there. If you're a GI, with your GI Bill. Also, if you're not, you'll find out about the student loan and what and how that all works out. Now, their number to call is 800-659-2080. 800-659-2080. Call that number and set up an appointment for yourself. You won't be sorry. I'll tell you that right now. Because you can ask any question that you want. And you could do it on the phone, but I strongly recommend you go to visit them. I mean, this is, after all, a life-changing career that you're going to be in, and you're going to make yourself a lot of money. Unlike other jobs, you'll always be in demand. You'll always be in demand as a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, the website also is NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check it out for more information. Well, of course, a nation remembered over the weekend the 20th anniversary of September 11, 2001. A lot of emotion around the country, New York, Shanksville, the Pentagon. And the U.S. Defense and State Department officials are going to meet with the rescue groups to try to help evacuate Americans and our Afghan allies. Now, those rescue groups, a lot of them are former U.S. veterans from Afghanistan that are operating right now. And I can tell you that the Department of Defense has given them their blessing for doing what they're doing. And I'm not sure exactly how they're going to help them, but it kind of sounds like as if there's going to be a little bit of help there on the part of our Defense Department, maybe being able to get them flown into areas where some of these people are. Because, again, these people are scattered all over Afghanistan. And many of them are in areas where they walked up a mountain to get to where they were at or walked into wherever they're at, and they have to walk back out again. There just isn't a road built to the installation that they're at doing what they're doing. So we'll see how all of that works out when it comes time to actually remove them from some of these extraction points. Now, even rendered inoperable, equipment now in the hands of the Taliban will yield troves of information about how the U.S. builds their weapons and uses them. So for the people that said, oh, well, yeah, the weapons are inoperable, they don't need to worry about that. Yep, sure. Mm-hmm. I will also say that the average cost per active duty service member for the military this fiscal year was, ready for this, $136,000. That was the cost for the average active duty service member. That's all the different things that they get. Health care, dental care, billets, living, housing allowance, food allowance, whatever the case might happen to be. That's not bad. It's a lot better than when we had it, I'll tell you that much. Now, the Afghan pilots, remember that? A group of Afghan Air Force pilots and their relatives who had fled the Taliban, who flew out of Uzbekistan this past weekend after the U.S. and Uzbek governments reached an agreement on their transfer. They will begin their transfer soon to the U.S. under a new arrangement. I would suspect many of those pilots would be coming to the United States to fly some of our aircraft, commercial aircraft, that is. We'll see. We'll see. Now, nearly 1 year after releasing its final data strategy, the Pentagon has made progress on sharing data, but the department is still working through challenges related to older systems and human talent shortages. Its top data official said, we have a lot of things that we're trying to modernize on. The Inspector General, by the way, is going to look into how the Defense Department is involved in screening and tracking the Afghan evacuees. That could be interesting, because in some cases they don't really know where they're at. Some of them got away. We heard about that the other day, if you remember, right, correctly. Now, 5 days after Afghanistan's failure, the women went back to wearing burqas because the Afghans pretty much told them that that was the way it was going to be. All of a sudden, yesterday, the Taliban came out and made a comment about, well, the women can go to college, that's okay, but they have to be separate from the men. They have to be in classes separate from the men, which is a little bit different than the way they were doing things. Obviously, they had gone Western with the colleges. The girls were in the rooms, classrooms, along with the boys, and that was okay, but not in the world of the Taliban. So they're making that change. And North Korea came out and said that they had tested a new long-range cruise missile. Now, they said they successfully test-fired a newly developed long-range cruise missile over the weekend. Its first known testing ability in months, underscoring how it continues to expand its military capabilities amidst a stalemate in nuclear negotiations with the United States. The cruise missiles, which had been under development for 2 years, demonstrated an ability to hit targets more than 900 miles away during test flights on Saturday and Sunday. And what that means is they can hit Japan with their missiles. By the way, a report slams police for not finding the dead veteran's body on a VA campus for more than a month. This happened last week. A veteran who had been missing from the hospital showed up. At least let's put it this way. They found his body. A lot of strange things going on some of these VA facilities. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Going to take a look at the financial stuff that's out there. Don't go nowhere. He and I shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Roger B. We thank you very much for doing that for us. And, of course, that's my news director here on my flagship station. By the way, this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with a 345-horsepower engine standard. Plus, it's got some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers, and boy, does that feel good on a bad back like mine. Now, Moss Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Now, they also honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too. They're located at North Florida Avenue next to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, MossAcura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. That'll save you even more money. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Morning.
Hey, your congressional superstar up there was spotted at a at a big elitist ball or was something. They're all dressed up real fancy in a tax the rich dress.
Yeah, saw that. And people aren't familiar. This is the
the Met Gala. It's run by Anne Wintour from Vogue magazine. It's a very difficult ticket for the elites and celebrities to get into. Tickets range for anywhere from 30 to 50,000. And then if you want a table, it's about $500,000. Again, it's the irony of the entire thing. Here's AOC hanging out with the elites and the super wealthy, rich leftists out there wearing a dress that says tax the rich. You know, I was giving a little bit of thought to the entire thing this morning. What's amazing is, you know, I talk about, you know, my career and, you know, three decades of managing people's money and working with people, and thank God we've had great success. Let me tell you something, people. I'm not that good. You really want to make a lot of money. What you need to do is get yourself elected to Congress, because you can make $170,000 plus a year, give or take, and, you know, you walk in 15, 20 years, you're worth $200 million. It's amazing how that works. It really is. How these people can turn, you know, such a, you know, a decent salary into being filthy rich. This is, you know, part of the racket, part of the scam that we as society buy into.
Yep, you're right. Now, the Biden administration is going to offer a $482 million aid package to the airline industry.
Okay, I hadn't really looked into this. I don't know what this aid is exactly for. I mean, we've already just given them a ton of money. What is this supposedly for? Is it for enforcement? What are they doing here?
Don't know. It doesn't say. I didn't read the article. I'm just reading the headline. But it says, let's see here, in funding to 300. It's going to 313 airlines.
Interesting. I'm not sure what this encompasses and what the reasoning is behind this and why they need another handout. Airlines are up and running. Obviously, they're not running at the capacity that they were prior to COVID. Business travel most certainly has taken a hit. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, I'm trying to see why they need more money.
Well, you've got 14 years from right now, because New York is going to ban the sale of gas-powered vehicles by 2035. They'll do it sooner if they can.
Yeah, I'm not buying that. It's just, it's not happening. You can just look up the amount of parking spaces that are in New York City. And the reality is as these, unless there's a big change in these electric vehicles and how long it takes to charge them, if it makes it more akin to the length of time it is to fill up a gallon of gasoline, you know, right now you got to let that thing sit there and charge for an extended period of time. You think about all the parking spaces. You think about all of the garages that would have to be retrofitted with a charging station everywhere, and the cost that would involve with that. I actually ran the numbers on this. It was about a week or two ago, and you're talking just for Manhattan alone over $500 billion. That's just for the charging stations. $500 billion. That's just Manhattan. That doesn't include Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten Island. Where's that money going to come from?
I don't know. I guess there you and me.
Well, again, we also don't have the electrical infrastructure here in this country as well. You can't go all in on one thing. You know, it's like you know, the old when investing, you don't diversify, putting all your eggs in one basket. Electric prices are going to be quite expensive this summer. Coming into this winter. Natural gas prices are going through the roof. It was an interesting story, Matt, I was reading. There's been some weather pattern changes in the North Atlantic off Great Britain. And guess what? Their windmills aren't running. And they decided to go all in with these windmills. So now they're going to have major issues when it comes to energy. They're not producing enough. And the electricity prices in the UK have skyrocketed. This is what happens when you do not diversify. You have a situation where your certain energy, you know, source goes down. You have another one that can pick up the slack at that point in time. You can't go all in on one thing.
I know how to solve that problem real quick. Get a hold of some of those illegals they got over there in Great Britain. Get a bunch of bicycles and use that to propel the windmill.
Yeah, There are going to be a lot of people do that, you know. But again, European Union, for the most part, they decided to get rid of nuclear power, which, you know, these people supposedly trust the science. This is the most advanced energy that we have, really the way to go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now their electricity prices, their energy prices are through the roof.
Well, the Democrats are finalizing on the Ways and Means Committee the biggest tax increase in history.
Yeah, I like I said, I don't know if it's, you know, this is going to go through. I really don't know if they're going to get everybody in the House to go through on this. I think that there's a lot of, you know, House Democrats right now in some of these districts that they ended up winning, but there were districts that actually Trump won that are, you know, kind of seeing the writing on the wall here. Again, this also, this hits hard. This hits small businesses pretty hard. S corporations, very, very hard. I don't know if this is their opening salvo, and they're going to have to come way down from this. But, you know, this is almost a non-starter. I mean, some of the numbers out there are patently absurd. Again, our tax rates would be higher than a communist country, China's. You live in New York City, upper income brackets, you're paying over 60%. It's just insane. Why? Yeah, you're going to ask yourself, why? Why do I get up in the morning? I got to work from January to almost August, you know, for the government. Then I get to keep the rest. It's just ridiculous.
Now, Apple is going to be holding its annual iPhone launch event on Tuesday, today, according to reports. Now, analysts expect Apple will unveil the new iPhones with the 5G connectivity and more squared-off look. Now, I can't wait to see what that's all about. 161% more pixels and a blood pressure sensor also on the phone.
The phones, their last series of phones also has 5G connectivity. What I heard was going to be interesting about these phones, and I see it's going to be the case, is that they might also be able to work as satellite phones and connect to the Iridium satellites that are up in space. You use them on a ship,
that,
a boat somewhere.
That is expensive.
Yeah, well, again, they're saying that, you know, that's the direction that they're heading in. So they might be able to work as sat phones too. I don't know if that's the case. That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, it takes a special antenna too, you know.
Yeah, again, they've been able to miniaturize things to, you know, an unbelievable degree. That may be the case. I don't know. We'll see if that's true. But yeah, I'm curious to see what they're going to add. I mean, you just mentioned a couple things. Doesn't give me any reason. I got the latest edition phone to upgrade and go to something like that. I'm not exactly sure, but I miss the days of Apple, quite frankly, coming out with some really fancy new products. And from what we're hearing, I guess in 2024 they're going to have a car, but who knows?
Yeah, a self-driving car.
I don't believe in that. I don't think that's happening.
All right, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day.
You got to have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And I'll be right back with more.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.